Rep. Fine to introduce Protecting Puppies from Sharia Act after backlash over social media post. By Jasmine Jordan on February 20, 2026. Representative Randy Fine, RFL, is moving forward with legislation aimed at safeguarding dog ownership nationwide following days of criticism, as well as calls for censure, resignation, and removal from committees, over a social media post in which he wrote, "If they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one." Fine posted on X Thursday evening. "I am proud to introduce the Protecting Puppies from Sharia Act. Democrats are losing their minds because I made a simple statement. Given a choice between our dogs and those who would ban them, the choice is easy. They can pound sand. This bill will ban federal funds to any state or local government that considers dogs haram. Proceed accordingly, Mom Donnie." Fine attached a graphic to the post featuring his common response to critics. A modified Gadsden flag with a puppy in place of the snake alongside the phrase "Don't tread on me." Which further stated, "In America, we will not allow anyone to tell us that we cannot have dogs. My bill protects Americans' right to own a dog and would not allow federal funding to be given to any state or local government that bans them as haram. There are 57 countries that are Sharia compliant. The United States will not be the 58th. Fine revealed he is launching the bill with Sharia Free America Caucus chairs Chip Roy, RTX, and Keith Self, RTX, along with Brandon Gill, RTX, Mary Miller, Ariel, Eli Crane, R.Oz, Sherry Biggs, RSC, and House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Harris, RMD. He later added Eric Burleson, RMO, and Mark Harris, RNC, as co-sponsors. According to reporting by The Hill, it is unclear whether any state or local governments currently prohibit residents from owning dogs outright, although some jurisdictions maintain breed-specific restrictions. The legislation also features a non-binding sense of Congress portion stating that Sharia law is a foreign concept that is against the pursuit of happiness and that it is a right of all Americans to own a dog. The bill follows Rep. Fine's response to comments from New York-based activist Nurdeen Kiswani, who wrote on February 12, "NYC is coming to Islam," referencing Zoran Mamdani's mayoral win. Kiswani added, "Dogs definitely have a place in society, just not as indoor pets. Like we, Muslims have, said all along, they are unclean, najis." 3 days later, on February 15, Fine wrote on social media, "If they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one." Kiswani later claimed the post was a joke as a reference to melting snow exposing dog waste. Fine told The Hill he does not believe this. "There's no reading of it that sounds satirical. There's no reasonable person can say, haha, this is funny," Fine explained. "In Islam, they don't like dogs, and I'm not criticizing their religion for believing that. You know, some in my religion, we don't eat pork. So when a major Muslim leader says we've got to get rid of them, you should take them seriously." Fine continued, "If a group of people says, hey, we've just shown up in your country, and dogs violate our religion, so you have to stop having them. My answer to them is, no, these are our pets. You can go home," adding, "Immigration means assimilation. Immigration doesn't mean the people that were there have to change how they live to make you happy." Democratic lawmakers have condemned Fine's remarks. Ro Khanna, DCA, reacted, "We must call this what it is. Disgusting bigotry," adding, "Fine must be censured." Dan Goldman, DNY, lamented that Fine's Islamophobic comment is incredibly damaging to Jews trying to combat anti-Semitism. Eric Swalwell, DCA, wrote, "America is better because of our Muslim community," adding, "And we are worse when assholes like this guy spout hate." Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, stated, "This is genuinely one of the most disgusting statements I have ever seen issued by an American official," and said Fine should be censured and stripped of committees. Bob Menendez, DNJ, said, "This is what it looks like when Islamophobia and outrage are the only two items on your political agenda." Gavin Newsom, DCA, said, "Resign now, you racist slob." While Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, called Fine a disgrace to the United States Congress and an Islamophobic, disgusting bigot, urging Republicans to hold this so-called member of Congress accountable.